This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or go to BetQL.com. It's Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. Hello, Dave. Hopefully you had a fruitful week two in all of your fantasy leagues.
Oh, man, I wish I had a good week two. I ran into Derrick Henry in a bunch of leagues, and I did have Aaron Jones and TJ Hockenson in a handful, so those guys
That'll
helped
help.
Me out. But I'll tell you what, it stinks right now if you've got Alvin Kamara on your fantasy team and you're just worried that he's going to crush you week after week after week.
Oh,
because week one was... you know why I brought it up, Pitch,
yep,
because
yep.
I knew that he was impacting you. Week one, really a touchdown kind of saved him. Week two, holy crap, he was terrible. And I always got the Patriots this week. And if Jameis continues to struggle, I mean, maybe we're going to start wishing for Taysom Hill to come back after all.
Yes,
the quarterback for the
I
Saints
say yes.
To help out Alvin Kamara.
Well, and he didn't even have, I mean, I know they were getting killed, so they weren't going to run the ball. He didn't have any attempts. He had eight attempts. I mean, what was going on in their game plan?
Well, because he ran for like 2 yards in the first half.
I know, but they didn't give me attempts.
Well, they were also trailing, like you said, and we've seen that a couple of times this year where teams, it's almost like they realize that it took one extra game for them to realize, okay, we've really got to start monitoring how we use our players. The Dolphins did it too. Myles Gaskin didn't have a good game, and it was because he really didn't play much in the second half. I think he had 7 or 8 second half snaps because they were getting blown out, and the coaching staff said, why would we risk this guy getting hurt? Let's just keep him on the bench, and his stats suffered for it. And then it makes you wonder why the Steelers would do something silly like throw to Deontay Johnson when they're down 9 with 4 seconds to play or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt on the last play of the game. And now we don't know if we're going to have him or Ben Roethlisberger this week for their matchup against the Bengals.
So I sent you the picture of that team of mine that's 0-2. And I think it's a really good roster. I've got Josh Allen, and I've got Kamara, and I've got Miles Sanders. And I need 3 receivers, and I sent you the picture. And these are the 5 receivers. I need to pick 3. I've got Jefferson. I've got Mike Williams. I've got Jamar Chase. I've got Julio. And I've got Cortland Sutton. Right now, I've got Chase, Williams, and Jefferson in the starting lineup. So should I insert a Jones or a Sutton for any of those guys? What do you think?
I do like Sutton and Chase more than Williams. And I like all those guys better than Julio. So Julio, you said Julio, right? I'm not crazy.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So he would be the odd man out. And I guess it would mean that Williams would be the other guy out for the Chargers against Kansas City. I know that's hard to believe, but I like Jamar Chase against the Steelers. If that's assuming that T.J. Watt is out and Joe Hayden is out, and I'm not sure what the Steelers are falling apart on both sides of the ball, obviously. If T.J. Watt doesn't play, it definitely changes the whole tenor of that defense and how good they can be. If Hayden is also out, then the secondary just has a big old bullseye on it. And I'm starting to think the Bengals can win that game because they were down big early. They tripped up early against Chicago, and then they really rallied back. Chase had a part of that. And I think they're a better team than people give them credit for. Everybody says, oh, it's the same old Bengals. Well, this isn't the same old Steelers. It's just the old Steelers. So So I would imagine that there's definitely a chance here for Cincinnati to put up some points. That's why I've got Chase ranked pretty high this week.
Hey, Dave, the signals were blinking red throughout the offseason leading into drafts to take Rondale Moore late. And he's delivering on that, especially if you picked him like in the 11th, 12th round, wherever he wound up going ADP-wise in drafts. He leads the Cardinals in targets through 2 weeks. He scored the long touchdown last week. Now it's kind of a broken play that Kyler Murray created and Moore, you know, profited off of it. Talk about Moore and how do you see his usage going forward for Arizona?
Well, he not only leads them in targets, he leads them in catches and yards through two games. And you think about the other receivers they have, Hopkins and A.J. Green. Holy moly, that's pretty incredible. And that touchdown was nice, the one you're talking about. But yeah. I tweeted the film of a 17-yard reception he had, where it was just like a short catch, you know, maybe 3 or 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. And he's just juking dudes. And they're looking silly. They're falling all over the place. And that's what Rondale Moore does best, is he forces missed tackles, gains extra yardage after the catch. That's an absolute staple and a total must for any wide receiver in the Arizona offense, which it leads me to believe, why is A.J. Green there? Because that's something A.J. Green can't do anymore. Hopkins can do that. Christian Kirk might be able to do that, but Rondale Moore can definitely do that. I love the idea of him in this offense. I loved it ever since they've drafted him, honestly. But I was a little bit worried about just how much targets he'd actually get. Now we know he's getting a lot. And I think he's a borderline start this week, believe it or not, at least as a flex for fantasy managers and a huge sleeper in DFS. Although I would imagine maybe this isn't the right week to use him in DFS because he's just coming off this huge game. But the weakness in the Jacksonville defense is absolutely in their secondary, and I would expect the Cardinals to exploit it.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number. We've got a bunch of D-gens lined up just waiting to ask you questions, Dave.
All right, let's go to Jesse in D.C. Jesse, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, awesome to be the first D-gen. one running back in a PPR league, Moss, Mitchell, or Murray. And then on the defensive side, do I ride the Bucs defense or do I go pick up Arizona's defense that's on the waiver right now?
Yeah, you definitely want to go get Arizona's defense to play against Trevor Lawrence, who's got more interceptions than touchdowns through two games, and I think that'll continue. And Mitchell is currently my highest-rated running back, but he didn't practice on Wednesday. The 49ers are in running back purgatory because they can't keep anybody healthy. He dealt with the shoulder injury. Actually, I had to finish the game last week with the shoulder injury. We'll see how he comes along, but if he plays, I think he's got a chance to see an abnormally large target share, or not target share, but touch share in that San Francisco backfield. Could be in the neighborhood of 70%, but I'd really like to see him practice first. If he doesn't practice, then, I mean, you can flip a coin between your other guys. You're hoping for a touchdown between Moss or Murray.
All right,
excellent.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Jesse. All right, let's go to Janelle Culpepper. Janelle, what's up? Oh, it's JaVale.
JaVale,
hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Dave, a quarterback question for you. This particular league is accelerated scoring, point per completion, point per every 50 yards, 6 points per touchdown. What's the better play this week between Brady and Stafford? And I'm leaning towards Stafford just because either in this league with the scoring system, last week Matt Ryan still scored 45, 46 points, and week one Dak scored a ton of points.
Absolutely, because of the completion rule in your league, I'm absolutely going with Stafford. This is numbers that are going to blow your minds. These teams met last year. Sean McVay, obviously the coach of the Rams, he ordered 16 running back runs and 51 pass attempts. 2019, these teams met. Sean McVay, still there in L.A. He called 10 running back runs and 68 pass attempts, and that was all when he had Jared Goff as his quarterback. Now it's Matthew Stafford. I think there's a chance Stafford might see 55 to 65 pass attempts in this game. They clearly don't want to run it into the teeth of the Tampa Bay defense. I don't blame it. We've seen two teams already this year stay away from running the football a ton right between the tackles against Tampa Bay. They're throwing. They're taking to the air against the Bucs, and they're falling behind. So, of course, they're going to throw as well. But that's not necessarily what's going to happen to the Rams. I think Stafford's going to get a lot of completions. I think he's going to get a lot of yards and touches. Even without that completions rule, I would start Stafford over Brady this week.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Good
all right, let's go to Steve in Warrington. Steve, you're on with Dave Richard.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, buddy.
So quick question here. I got a running back. Do I keep going with Edwards-Helaire, or do I move someone in like Darrell Henderson?
I don't know if Henderson's playing, and I just got done telling you how little the Rams run the football against the Bucs. At least historically, it's been a problem for them. So I don't think Henderson's really going to be a good option for you, which means you're going to have to stick with Edwards-Helaire. And I'll tell you what, man, there are problems here. And there were problems that we saw last year from Edwards-Helaire. We were hoping that he would take a step forward in terms of getting targets. He ran a ton of routes last week. About 70% of the pass snaps he was on, he was running a route. That's good. But he didn't get targeted. That's really bad. And then when they got near the goal line, in week one, it was Mahomes who ran in for a touchdown. Week two, it was Darrell Williams. It's not Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So if he's a running back that's only going between the 20s and not catching the football, he's kind of like junk food. He looks good, but he's not going to do anything for you. He's not going to put any meat on your bones, if you know what I'm saying, and he's not going to put any points on your fantasy scoreboard. So if you've got Edwards-Helaire and you're not desperate, you could probably bench him this week.
All right. And then I got one more quick one for you. Is that just quarterback Derek Carr or Tannehill?
I've got Carr ahead of Tannehill. I do wonder about the matchup for Carr and the fact that the Dolphins, kind of desperate for a win after getting shellacked last week, maybe they bounce back. And Carr's really been lucky over the first two games of the season. But I just feel like there's room for Carr to have a bigger game than Tannehill. And what might end up being a grinded out type game between the Titans and the Colts, it hasn't worked out that way. The past two times these teams have met, both of them have put up a lot of points. But Tannehill hasn't necessarily scored a lot, which is rare for a dude who usually gets 20-plus points. He was doing it automatically, and then this year he's not quite getting there. He got close last week, but a touchdown to Julio Jones got called back. I think Tannehill will be okay, but I might chance it with Carr this week. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Steve.
We have reached the speed round portion of Dave Richards' segment. There's no small talk, no chit-chat, no trade questions, no stupid questions, no Bluetooth, absolutely no speakerphones. Dave's word is gospel. You must listen to him.
I need to sneak this one into Dave from my guy Kareem. Two of five. Gronk, Elijah Mitchell, Murray, Fournette, Aguilar.
Gronk and Aguilar.
There you go. All right, here we go. Nick, speed round, go!
Full PPR, I need two running backs. James Robinson, Kenyon Drake, James White.
White and Drake.
Nice job. Let's go to Jose. Miami, speed round, go.
PPR, need one. Claypool, Pittman, Marvin Jones Jr.
Claypool.
Let's go to David. Sterling, speed round, go.
One quarterback, Dak or Hurts?
Dak.
Jason Woodbridge, speed round, go.
QB, Herbert, Jones, Cousins.
I'm going to go with Herbert, and he's actually one of my favorite buy-low targets right
wow.
now. If you can trade for – there's two buy-low targets I love. Herbert's one. Tyson Williams of the Ravens is the other.
Ooh.
If you can get them – I'm not saying give up whatever it takes to get them. Just try and get them on the cheap. I think they're going to have good rest of seasons.
Andrew Stafford, speed round, go.
PPR.
All right. What happened there, Valdez?
Did he stall? Was
no, he was on speakerphone.
Speakerphone, yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's part of the rules, Valdez.
Let's go to, is it Harish? Speed round, go.
Harish,
speed round,
Moore,
go.
Sterling Shepard, Rondell Moore, not a standard.
In a standard league, I think Moore's got a little more upside.
Let's go to Mike, Germantown, speed round, go.
Quarterback, Jackson or Murray?
Oh, Murray's the number one.
What sort of league do we have Jackson
how
and Murray?
How does he have Jackson
and
Murray?
On here?
What if it's a keeper league? Hey, hold on. What if it's a keeper league and he drafted Kyler Murray as a rookie in like round 10
right.
He's been able to keep him?
All right. I guess that could be in the realm of possibilities.
Go to Jake. Speed round. Go.
Half point PPR running back. Antonio Gibson, James Robinson, Tyson Williams.
I'm going to go with Gibson over Williams, but it's close.
Go to Stewart. Speed round, go.
PPR league, need two. Carson, Barkley, or Mixon?
I like all three of them, and I do think that Saquon has a good game, but I'm going to sit him for the other two.
Go to Heather. Speed round, go.
The PPR league, I need to play one. Gaskins or Damian Harris?
I have Gaskin ranked higher than Harris in PPR.
Go to Carlos. Speed round. Go.
Dak Prescott or David Carr?
David Carr's retired. Derek Carr might play, but Dak is going to be the better one.
Slight stumble, but we let you through.
Well, and you also said David.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brandon. Speed round. Go.
Joe Burrow, Derek Carr.
There's one I'll go with Carr.
There you go.
And why do you say that Carr has been lucky?
Because look at his stats through the first three quarters, and then look at seeing how he's finished games, how he did in overtime against the Ravens in week one. Just he hasn't quite put together like a full, complete game. The one thing that is absolutely in Carr's favor, though, is that the Raiders can't run the football. Even if Josh Jacobs plays, I'm worried that they're not going to be able to run the football. So he should have a lot of pass attempts.
All right, and then last but not least, let's go to our guy, John. John DePompa. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a PPSD league. I get points for spinal damage. What caused more spinal damage, Drab's brother with a rock or Brett when he took his gigantic thighs and sat on that poor miniature horse?
Ooh, let me see. I'd say Brett.
I think Brett, yeah.
I think
caused
Brett.
More damage to the horse's spine than Matt.
Yeah, Drab does have a noodle arm. Drab has a noodle arm. He can't throw a rock.
Very good point. Yeah. Very good point.
All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Dave, thank you as always.
Dave, I just sent you a text, buddy.
At Dave
That's
Richard.
Why my phone's buzzing.
Right. At Dave Richard on Twitter. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Thank you, pal.
You got it, guys. Good luck in your leagues, even you, Jason.
That guy,
thank you, sir.
That guy loves fantasy football. He also loves flops. He's a bit of a poker degenerate. Kind of like
has he made
Cakes.
The Cakes Classic yet? You need to give him an invite.
He's in Florida.
I mean, he's always welcome, but he lives in Florida.
No, but I bet
Florida.
If you told him he had a free room and then maybe a free roll.
I will extend that out to him.
I bet you he would. I bet you he might make
it
up.
I can make that happen.
Yeah.
I can certainly make that happen.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know what you're going to make happen next.
Yep. The EP.
You're going to entertain everybody with the entertainment page. I'm ready to be entertained, and so is the audience. Next, you're on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We will talk more NFL at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, he's going to join us. And don't forget, Ryan Zimmerman on the show at 9:25. So still lots of meat left on the bone here on the Junks.
You see what Soto did Thursday. Last night? Having an unbelievable year, Juan Soto.
I saw he reached base 3 times, I think, or at least he had 3 hits.
No, maybe 4 times. He had 3 hits and he at least one walk. Hit a bomb.
Yeah,
that got out of the stadium in about 0.8 seconds.
So is he leading
the National League in hitting?
And hitting?
Probably.
I don't know how
3.1 seems kind of low, though, right?
No.
To lead the league in hitting?
I mean, based on other years, maybe. But,
yeah.
I mean, this year, Guerrero's hitting 321 in the AL, I think, or maybe 323.
I don't know how accurate this is, but somebody tweeted us this morning at Junks Radio and said, I might have the number off by a few, but he said Juan Soto could not reach base for 45 straight times, and he would still lead the league in on-base percentage.
Yeah.
He's having an incredible year, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were winning and they were in the mix for the division or wild card, he'd obviously he'd be in the mix for MVP.
I just remember growing up, I'll never forget 1980 when George Brett hit 390.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so 321, that's kind of like pedestrian. I know that's high. That's outrageous, 390. But, like, even Boggs and Gwynn and those guys,
well, hitting's
seemed like they were hitting,
so
like,
much.
350, yeah. 360, that would win. 383.
For the fence is a lot
more. It's just different
bunch
now.
Of windmills up there. Nope. So many strikeouts.
I mean, they don't care about striking out anymore.
They don't care about average, I don't think.
Nope.
Yeah, I know.
Don't really care. But people do care about the entertainment page. Brought to you by Wave Soda, which is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water, splash of real juice, little bit of caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish. 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter our code JUNKIES for 15% off at WaveSoda.com.
You know what? I wonder if our guy Nat would send a few cases just straight here to work.
I'm sure he would.
Because that is actually the amount of caffeine I could handle.
You can have that little caffeine.
Yeah, I think, bit of caffeine there in the
read. Just a little bit. Because, like, I found myself, I'm just so.
That would,
like,
be awesome.
I got no energy.
Except someone would steal them like they do all of our waters.
I know. But we try to hide them somewhere. So I bought a caffeine-free soda with, like, 300 calories.
Got a Fanta.
And, you know.
You don't even know why you're doing this. You can't even tell us the negative effects of caffeine.
I don't want to buy more.
I need a bouncing off the walls, EB.
I know. Well, I mean, just
you're
am trying
like a
to
slug today.
Yeah, lethargic EB
I'm a
is
little
nubby.
Bit lethargic. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Sorry.
I'm going to start dumping caffeine powder in your water.
Could you put the Wave soda in your office and just lock it in there?
Yeah, we could. But nobody likes to junk up their office with stuff.
Just
yeah,
put it in a corner.
There's no room for that.
I got to get him cups because I've been taking all his cups. All right, Britney Spears again. Sorry, I'm just fascinated by Britney. They have another documentary. I talked about it yesterday with Netflix. And they've released some trailers for it. And I had Valdez listen to some of the audio to see if it's worth playing. Valdez, can you kind of give us a little preview of it before we play it?
I hope the documentary is as fascinating as the trailer.
Whoa,
really?
You're sounding hard. It's a hard sell.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney never had one person she could trust. No mom, no dad.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyers.
I've represented dozens of conservatees in court. Not one of them has ever had a job.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
No one would talk.
I'm not going to acknowledge that I was ever brought in to evaluate Britney Spears.
Until they did. Someone very close to the conservatorship leaked me this confidential report.
Britney had to go into court a million times, all of these hours of criticizing her.
It's an epic fail of the legal system that this has gone on for so long.
How do you get out?
You don't get out.
Until you. Sounds pretty good.
Right?
Sounds pretty good.
I mean, you have leaked documents, you have the fake psych evaluation
right.
theory going on. I mean, this is juicy.
Now, where's the date where it's going to be released? Is it November something? Did I see that, Valdez?
Or is it late September 28th.
September. Oh, so that's coming up, dude. That's like 5 days away.
Oh, that's right around the corner. That's so close.
Dude, I might even put that on my calendar.
Next Tuesday?
So I don't forget. If I set an alarm on my phone, I will not forget.
Kicks. You won't. That's correct.
Kicks.
So I'm all in on that. Kim Kardashian.
Well, who is she talking about when she says, I don't owe any of these people anything? Her dad or the psych doctors or the lawyers?
All of them. Oh. Everybody that's making money off
of her. It seems like there's a lot of people's hands in the Britney pot.
Yeah. I mean, think about all her lawyers.
And she's had enough.
Her dad.
Are you back to Team Britney? Because it seemed like you started to lean towards Team Conservator.
Well, no. I think that she's probably crazy. But I think you should be allowed to be crazy and be free.
Sure.
You know, as long as you're not a harm to anyone.
Just blow all your money.
Yeah,
it's your money.
A lot of people are crazy.
Yeah.
I think she's been unfairly locked down, is what it seems like to me. But I don't know. I also think that she probably has some terrible diagnosis in there, unless, like you're saying, maybe it's a fake document, a fake.
Well, they interviewed, I guess, it appeared to be the doctor.
Yeah.
who's saying that he never gave her a psych evaluation.
So if there's a fake psych evaluation,
I mean, that's a bombshell.
That is a huge bomb. Huge bombshell.
That would be a huge lawsuit.
Absolutely.
I would think.
I guess Kim Kardashian is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live, Cakes. And that is, I think, ruffling some feathers.
Is she funny?
I don't think she's funny. I don't even think she's an actress.
I mean, she's definitely not an actress.
Right. I think she was the voice of some character recently. Like, okay. You were talking about that. That is a gravy train in terms of making money if you're in some animated
flick. If
you're
an animated gig, if you're like Eddie Murphy in Shrek, I mean, can you imagine those paychecks for animating a donkey?
I mean, well, yeah,
it's great,
but you got to be good at it. I mean, he was
sure,
really good at it.
You have to be talented, yeah. But I mean, those checks just keep rolling in.
Sure, she was in the Paw Patrol movie.
Well, good for her.
Who, Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. She has a credit,
so she's going to be. I know some actors have complained about it. There was someone on Twitter. I can't remember which one. Some others that are going to be hosting for this season, first four episodes. Owen Wilson. What has he done recently?
Owen,
has he had any big hit movies lately, Cakes?
He was in the Loki.
He was in Loki.
Oh, he was? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Rami Malek, is that how you say his name? That was the guy who was in the Queen movie?
Correct.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yep.
And then Jason Sudeikis.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Ted Lasso. So there you
go. Have you watched Ted Lasso?
Love it. It's great.
People do seem to love it.
It's very good.
I'm souring on it.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
It might be just the season two. Season two kind of stinks.
I don't share your
nothing.
Opinion.
Nothing really happens.
Okay, I'm still all enjoying right. it.
Well, it's definitely not going to happen in my life because I'm not going to watch it.
Apple Plus. Subscribe.
Jason Sudeikis is butt sized because he renegotiated his deal.
He's
getting paid $1 million per episode going forward. So good for him.
And like I told you, I watched a few minutes of the Emmys. Everything seemed to be Ted Lasso. At least the part that I was watching.
Right, but I can't remember. What did I say that took home the most awards? Oh, it wasn't Ted Lasso.
The Crown,
maybe it was The Crown. Yeah, I think so. All right, so Paulina Porizkova is in the news. And
she was so bawdy back in the day.
She's getting so much attention because she's like really thirsty in her late 50s now.
Right.
She's doing the Liz Hurley bit.
Rick Ocasek is so bitter he can't capitalize anymore.
Not anymore.
No, actually, they were divorced before he passed. So
right.
He wasn't anyway.
But I think they were still close. I think they were still close.
Yeah.
Actually, she's 54 now. And she was dating, one of those like superstar like writer, director guys. Can't remember. It didn't last very long. You know, she's putting out videos all the time. She's doing the Liz Hurley thirst trap stuff on social media. And they're claiming that, I guess, part of the reason why she's so hot right now, Cakes, is she's a big fan of the 16-8 intermittent fasting plan. So that's her deal. So she will fast for 16 hours a day, but then she eats whatever she wants in the remaining 8 hours. So typically, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., she'll kind of go to town. She'll have a big dinner and everything. And then after that, nothing after 6 p.m. That's 16 hours.
It's a long time.
I just don't think
that
I could pull
it. That is a long ass time.
Yeah, I just couldn't pull. I don't have that sort of discipline.
There's some non-makeup pictures of her.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, but there are where she has like naturally pretty cheeks and you know what I mean? All that. But, dude, for 54 years old, she's keeping it together.
You're not that far from that. I mean, you eat dinner early, and I'm assuming you don't eat a ton of snacks after you eat dinner, and then you go to sleep, and then...
I bet you. He has two beers. He's definitely snacking.
I mean, okay, beers, but I'm saying food.
No, but he's
and then when you
snacking.
Get here, you don't eat... I mean, you might eat like a muffin or something, but you probably don't eat until about 11, 11:30.
Cakes eats. I mean, who's kidding
him? I'm just saying.
I mean, come on.
He's kind of on the same schedule.
I like the fact that you have me like... Close
you're
to
fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, you're
but
fasting.
I don't really think I fit in that plan.
Oh, okay.
I'm the opposite of that. When I pour myself a drink, I'll grab like some oyster crackers.
Oyster crackers, so good.
Or some salami.
I don't need soup to eat oyster crackers. They're so delicious on their own.
So 16 hours, you got to go from like 6 p.m.
6 p.m. till 10. 10.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how you can do it. I watch, you know, I know you guys... But I watch like Naked and Afraid, and they go like 3 days without eating. Or then they find one little shrimp. and they cut it in half.
They chop it?
And they have like 2 calories.
Except when the cameras are away. And there's you know, craft buffet table for everybody.
The new Survivor was last night.
Yeah, I watched
some
of it.
They didn't give any of the donks rice.
No, I saw. They didn't?
No.
Did they take away their fire starters at the end, too? They did something, too. What did they have to throw when they lost the challenge? Did you watch that to the end?
No, don't ruin it, because I didn't watch it to the end.
Oh, okay. Can't believe alert. People are still watching it.
Season 41. Dude,
Survivor has a renaissance, dude. Because it was on Netflix, yes. And people got all psyched watching it during the quarantine.
Yes. We watched all of them. I watched them over and over and over. In fact, that was something I was doing with my daughters at Cornell. You know, she's been stressed out, work, volleyball, everything. I said, you know what? You can relax for a couple hours. We'll watch Survivor together.
By the way, King Rice, where is he now?
King Rice, I know he's a coach, right?
He was at Binghamton forever, wasn't he?
Give me a hint.
Where is he now?
Hint.
It's a university that starts with the letter M.
Monmouth.
Yes.
Good is ball. He at Monmouth?
Well, wait a minute. That's where he was coaching. He played it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe Carolina
he was
guy.
Maybe he was at Binghamton. Did he coach at Binghamton briefly?
Not sure.
Gotta check that.
Looks like
maybe
his
coaching
career.
He's from
he
Binghamton.
He was a Providence assistant, then an assistant at Vanderbilt.
Why did King Rice's name come up?
Because you mentioned
we were doing
Rice,
a stupid
and Rice
I said, you don't have any Glenn, and then it went to King. And then we're talking about him coaching at Monmouth.
I thought, was he on Survivor or
By
something?
By the way, King Rice, one of the first guys I remember really rocking the high top fade back in the day.
J.R. Reed. J.R. Reed also.
Yeah, J.R. Reed's was higher, but I just remember King Rice's for whatever reason.
Right. Geraldo's in the news. He's quoted here in the Daily Mail, of course, saying that Brian Laundry, the donk that clearly donked off his girlfriend.
And they're still looking for him.
They're still looking for. He says should sink himself in the alligator-invested swamp as officers search for the missing boyfriend.
Wholeheartedly agree. I hope he's done it already.
He says, have the dignity to spare us his absolute bull ass. So who knows? There are now some reports that the family.
How old is Geraldo, by the way?
He's like 78. And he still will. He'll post pictures of him like getting out of the shower to like show off his.
He's super thirsty.
His 78-year-old pecs.
It's pretty strong. I need like boxes and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he stays in pretty good shape. Yeah, ginormous head. But apparently another story related to that is apparently the family of Brian, the mom and dad, and he went on some camping trip like a week after they got home. So his girlfriend is dead. They won't speak to the media. They issue a statement and then they go on some mysterious camping trip. And I think maybe that's kind of where people think maybe he didn't come back from that. And then they just lied and said that he was home. For days before they acknowledged that he was missing.
Camping. Yuck.
John Walsh crushed the police last night on TV.
Yeah.
He said they're wasting their time in the swamp. It's all red herring. You got to talk. You got to get the info from the parents. They set this whole thing up. Oh. He's long gone. He has at least a 5-day head start.
So he's like in Mexico or something.
He said he could be anywhere.
Yeah.
But he's not in that swamp.
No.
Sometimes, though, guys will have their image mistakes and they're innocent, like Ben Affleck in... What's that movie?
Hold on. Which movie are you talking about?
The movie where he...
Gone Girl.
Yeah, I guess Gone Girl.
Yeah.
You know, because didn't he, like, take a smiling picture with the chick?
Did, yeah.
I mean, it could happen. Remember, there was a guy that was noticed on the deer camera, and they thought that was maybe him 500 miles away? Said it wasn't him. It was a different homeless donk. Mm. Remember, we talked about that.
I don't remember.
They thought it was Brian Laundry walking around 500 miles away, and a deer cam caught him. But it wasn't him.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll go around the NFL with Jason LaCifora, Odyssey NFL Insider. That's coming up at 9 here on The Fan. I wish I had known that our guy RJ here at the station... Sales bigwig had not only tickets but parking passes to every Maryland football game before I dropped $30 to park at the hotel on Route 1 before the Iowa game. But that's fine. It's okay.
Learning curve.
It's water under the bridge. Not a big deal.
Now you're set.
Now I'm good. Now I know who my hookup
is. He's going to be your guy for every game now.
Yeah. You know, he made a mistake but when I popped my head into his office.
Yeah.
He says, I've got the hookup for basketball, too. I said, you're my guy.
Yeah.
Yep. You're going to be my guy throughout the fall and the winter.
Not just your guy.
Everybody's guy. Everybody's guy.
100%.
All right. One of my favorite guys is Golf Drab. One of Drab's many alter egos who reared his head, I want to say about half an hour ago when I was in the producer's studio.
I tell you what, Drab's all in on the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Because you can't stop talking about it. How could he not be? Every time I go in there, you're talking about the Ryder Cup.
But I just, when Drab gets all in on something, he really
commits
all the way.
He's obsessed.
He commits.
So I'm in there, and I guess low key, Valdez recently shot a 73 at Potomac Shores and didn't really talk about it. It's kind of been.
I tweeted about it.
Tweeted
it was my
about
personal.
He tweeted about it. Yeah. And so Draft.
That's impressive.
Draft turns to me and he goes, "Do you think that if Valdez was playing at Potomac Shores with Steve Strickler?"
That's right. What he called him, Steve Strickler.
Okay. Yeah.
But if Valdez is playing with Steve Strickler, that Valdez would shoot a better score than Steve Strickler.
Right.
And my jaw hit the floor. I said, do you understand how silly of a golfer Steve Strickler is?
Why did you pick out Steve Strickler?
Because he's the captain of the Ryder Cup.
He's on TV. We're watching Golf Channel in here. First of all, I thought he was 73 years old.
He's probably about 52.
He looks like he was left out in the sun.
He's outraged, by the way, for six years.
Yeah. He looks like a raisin.
Yeah. He says he's only 54. Wikipedia's got to be wrong. Uh-huh. Okay? So he looks frail, and I kept thinking, I honestly had no idea how old he was. I kept thinking about how Jack Nicklaus says that he shoots 100 now.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, but Jack is like in his late 70s or early 80s, right?
I thought this guy was in his 70s.
Steve Stricker is nubs out of hat.
Right. First of all, what has Steve Strickler ever won?
Well, he's won a few tournaments. A
couple John Deere's or something.
He's had a really nice career.
Oh, he used to win the John Deere every year.
Jack's 81, by the way. Yeah. 81. Former Junk's guest.
And so keep in mind, I posed it as a question. It wasn't a statement of fact.
All right.
This is Valdez's home course. He's there every Saturday. Steve Stricker has never been there before. He rolls up. They're paired together. I said, is it possible Valdez on his best day outshoots Steve Strickler?
No.
No.
And I said, impossible.
Steve Strickler would shoot about 65.
Yeah.
For sight unseen.
I mean, how many PGA Tour events has Valdez won?
Well, that's Golf Drab. Who knows nothing about the sport?
It's Golf Drab.
But you fall off at a certain age.
Yeah.
Why don't you go take a look at what Steve Strickler did at the Waste Management this year? One of the best tournaments of the year.
He's still playing
at the peak of his power.
He finished.
Right.
Where did he finish the Waste Management?
I don't even know.
Fourth.
He has 12 PGA Tour victories.
Oh, it's a Mickey Mouse course.
But by the way, Potomac Shores slope rating 145.
You think he?
That's
a
difficult.
He laughs at 145
from the tips.
That's where Valdez plays.
You played the tips when you shot 73?
He plays one in from the
tips. I played the golds.
Yeah. Tips are probably 145. I played it. It's a difficult course.
I'm glad that you're excited for Valdez.
You notice I wasn't trying to shoot him down.
Yeah,
I wasn't shooting him down. It makes me feel a little bit silly.
Yeah, let him have that.
Also, I was a little bit irritated that you guys didn't hype up his 73.
Really?
How would we know about it?
Well, not you, but I think the other golf guy should have.
But I talked to him about it in the morning.
Yeah. I was going to let him bring it up.
I talked to him
about it. I was butt excited.
Yeah.
Some people might make an email address about shooting that low.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, was Valdez an All-American golfer at Maryland like Steve Strickler was at Illinois?
And what year was that? 1979?
That was with Hickory Clubs.
1990, Rick.
Do you understand how good PGA Tour pros are at age 54?
I understand, but I'm talking 9, 18, 21.
He might be able to beat Jack. He might be able to beat Jack.
I get sized.
First of all, JP could beat Jack.
No, I don't know.
Doubtful.
I don't know. He'd be chipping in and putting and dropping bombs.
By the way, here are Strickler's best finishes in majors.
You got to call him Stricker.
He tied
he's going to be Strickler from now
forever.
On.
I'll never call him Steve Stricker again.
When would he be brought up?
He was T6 for the Masters in 2009. The PGA finished second back in 98. U.S. Open tied for fifth twice, and in the Open, fourth in 2016. So 5 years ago, he's still finishing
top
five.
So you're telling me
he's
a loser?
I'm not telling you he's a loser. I'm telling you he's a very accomplished golfer.
No,
I mean,
Drabby just thinks he's an old washed up geezer.
Drab thinks because he looks like a California raisin. He can't play golf.
Hey,
anymore.
Is it more so that Strickler's washed up or that I'm silly, Drab?
Mostly Steve Stricker washed up, but Valdez had a great day.
Right.
Also, I think he's kind of nubs to be a captain of the Ryder Cup.
That's kind of the guys that get to be captains, though. Guys that have won a few times. But they're not usually the legends aren't captains. I mean, I'm sure Jack has done it.
But Phil is on the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Zach Johnson's on it. I mean, there's some good players. I mean, there's some big names on it.
Is Freddie involved this
Freddie's
year?
Freddie's involved.
He's always involved.
I also had another hypothetical that Valdez kind of laughed me out of the room.
Uh-oh.
I said, they keep selecting these captains that play golf, right? Like, usually great players are not great managers, especially from an individual sport like golf. Like, what does he know? What does Steve Stricker know about being part of a team? So I said, why don't they go hire, like, the best NCAA coach in the country, a guy that knows about putting a team together. Like, I don't know, like, who has a silly golf? Oklahoma State?
Like the Stanford coach
or whatever. Stanford coach.
Man.
Have him build the team. He knows personality.
He's entertained by that.
He's just laughing. He's just laughing.
No, I mean, it's not the worst thought ever. I mean, I know that, like, in years past, they'll bring in, like, Jordan and whatever to, like, talk to the team and try to get
motivational.
Yeah, and try to get that camaraderie going and all that. But they've never actually just gone to, like, a college coach. I mean, I suppose they could
do that. Advisor or something.
I mean, I suppose they could do that. They do that with the Dream Team. They hire, you know, like Coach K or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in the same sport.
Well, no, he's saying.
No, a golf coach from.
He's saying,
I know, but the golf coach, they don't follow the players. They don't know how they're doing week to week.
The personality.
They're worried about their own team.
Yeah. I don't know. Drab is all in.
It might not work. I mean, Stricker might fail like a lot of the other guys have failed.
Well, I'm hoping he does. I got a lot of money on it.
And Cakes, you were mentioning his PGA Tour, but he actually won a champions title at the Chubb Classic. What is the Nick Chubb Classic?
Who knows?
I think that's in Naples, Florida.
I don't know what business
they're
in. What
is Chubb?
Couldn't tell you.
By the way,
I know that the Champions Tour, I know where they are this week. The Pure Insurance Open. Pebble.
Nice spy.
Yeah.
Real quick, I wanted to ask Drabby an MMA question. So I guess I was reading all these quotes from Nick Diaz.
MMA Drab.
About how he's like, he like hates the sport and he can't believe he's fighting again. I don't think he's won in like a decade.
He hasn't fought.
Yeah. And then he's going to fight Robbie Lawler, I guess.
I guess.
This weekend. And then now I'm clicking on, there's video of him. He's like 38, 39. And he looks awful. Like shadow box. Like he looks like, is he going to get smoked?
I mean, Robbie Lawler looked like JP in his last fight.
So Robbie Lawler looks terrible too.
Two bums, at this point.
So it's no big deal. Like,
is this a real? It's a real fight.
UFC. Like, yeah,
I think
it's
so.
In the UFC. Oof.
Yeah, UFC 266.
Diaz is kind of a legend who just went away. The Diaz brothers are different.
Oh, are you looking to wager on it or just watch it?
I just felt kind of sad for the guy.
Oh.
The guy's like, I hate the sport, and like all of his
just
like
investments,
all of his investments, it looks like they bombed out. He had a business, it looked like it bombed out,
right.
And here he's going to fight, and he goes, I'm going to probably get my ass kicked.
Right.
And then they show him shadow boxing. It looks like your dad shadow boxing. I mean, it was terrible.
Did you see what happened to Holyfield? By the way, remember Holyfield got in the ring? They shouldn't have allowed that. I don't know how.
I heard they pulled Riddick Bowe because Holyfield looked so bad.
Holyfield was 58, right? So I can't remember. Who did he replace? He replaced De La Hoya.
Yeah.
De La Hoya was supposed to fight this MMA guy who's older, in his 40s. And De La Hoya, I think, got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they replaced him with Holyfield. Holyfield's almost 60 years old.
Well,
so he takes one right to the temple and he goes down.
Well, apparently Holyfield looked so bad, they pulled Riddick Bowe from his fight.
I mean.
They said because of the Holyfield deal.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, can you imagine how bad Riddick Bowe would look? Holyfield at least keeps himself in pretty good shape.
People got all fired up for Tyson coming back. Who did Tyson
Roy Jones.
Yeah, that was
boxing.
Terrible.
What a farce. Don't let 58-year-olds in the ring. It's a no-brainer.
Anyway, I'm somewhat intrigued by the Diaz brothers. They seem to be somewhat interesting, so maybe I'll check it out.
Well, I'll say this. The most exciting fight that I've seen in the last 10 years was when Nick Diaz's brother, Nate, upset Conor McGregor. It was just awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
Maybe that's why Connor threw that terrible first pitch.
Saw he was defending himself. I saw some comparison of his pitch to 50 Cent, right. And he was saying that he threw the most powerful pitch.
He definitely did. He threw it faster.
He threw it as hard as I've ever seen.
And then he started talking about his suit and his watch. And
right.
He bought an $80,000 watch. I'll give him credit if it's true. He said, watch is $80,000 when he bought it. And now it's worth $500,000.
That's great investment.
I still think he did it on purpose because everyone's still talking about it.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Ryan Zimmerman joins us at 9:25. But next, Jason Lockenfora. We'll talk NFL with him next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.